to forget Latin again today.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Then they're quiet.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, quite apart from any plans you boys have formed, I'm going to start this Latin lesson immediately.
Latin?
Yes.
George, sir.
Oh, geez, all right. Latin.
All right. Last lesson, we did a little elementary work like English words which are derived from the Latin. But today, I want to go through a few sentences, do the first declension, also the first conjugation.
You've got the day off.
Exactly. Not a thing to do. But, Botany, I'd like you to understand right from the start that you're not a very popular student. And if you misbehave at all, you're likely to get the stick.
Strike. Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Yes, well, you're sorry?
Yes, sir.
For what?
For interrupting the lesson.
Oh, are you? Well that's very good. I didn't expect that you would be.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you reformed or something?
No, sir, but I always behave myself on my birthday.
Oh, I see. Well,
Strike, it's your birthday.
Huh?
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, ain't he good?
Look, keep quiet. Bother me. Is this your birthday?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, Happy New Year. Happy birthday.
Yeah, many happy returns. Yeah. Bottomly, thanks.
Just a minute. Bother me. You're not just saying this with the idea of getting out of this Latin, I hope.
I? No, sir. Of course I'm not.
Well, you can't help me being a little suspicious. I was under the impression... Now, just a minute, Botany.
Yeah?
You're lying to me.
Lying?
Yes.
No, I'm not, sir.
And I say you are. If you remember rightly, you had a... You've had your birthday.
Had it?
Unless I'm very much mistaken, you had a birthday only about 12 months ago.
Sure.
Well?
Well, I'm having another one.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm funny like that. Every 12 months, I seem to have a birthday.
Yes. Now, wait a minute.
Our family the same way.
Listen.
Just a habit,
that's all right. I have one every 12 months, too.
Will you keep quiet? I've made a mistake.
Ah.
Of course. That's right. I was thinking of your birthday last year. I remember that distinctly.
Well, I don't know why, because you never gave me anything.
Didn't I? Well, listen, I'll give you something in a minute if you're going to be impertinent. Birthday or no birthday.
Strike, sir. You're going to give us a half holiday?
Yes, I think we'd all better... No! Half holiday? Of course I'm not. The flag will be flying half-mast. That's what will be happening if you're not very careful.
What flag, sir?
Any flag.
Why?
Why? Well,
we haven't got a flag, sir.
Haven't we?
No, but I'll rush home and get one if you like.
Will you?
Sure. We haven't got one either.
Oh, well, if you could borrow that, we could... Now, wait a minute. What on earth is everybody talking about?
The flag, sir.
Well, stop talking about it. You boys seem to think that you can shoot off onto any topic you like and just discuss that instead of concentrating on the real subject under discussion. Now, what were we talking about originally? Let's get back to...
My birthday.
To your birthday. Now, what would you like? No! Latin is the subject that we have to discuss, not your birthday.
Strike, a bloke shouldn't have to do Latin on his birthday.
No. Huh? Why not?
Eh?
Why not?
Well, Strike, how would you like to have a nagging toothache all the way through your Christmas dinner?
Well, that's got nothing to do with it. A Christmas dinner has got nothing to do with a birthday. And a toothache is not a study. It's a pain in the jaw.
Well, Latin's a pain in the neck, so what's the difference?
I don't quite know. But Botany, you shouldn't speak like that. It's not a pain in the neck at all. It's a very, very interesting study.
Well, I'd just as soon go bird nesting.
So would I. So perhaps we could take... No! Look, there'll be plenty of time for bird nesting after school. But while you're in this classroom, you're supposed to be doing your studies. So let's get a start.
Yeah.
Right, now first of all... green bottle.
Yeah.
Now I suppose it'll take another 5 minutes before we can start.
Yeah.
Well, that's only what you think.
Hey, it's part of my birthday today.
Any
good.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Green Bottle, will you stop that? Serves you right. I didn't want to... I didn't want to have to use the stick at all today. But if you're going to force me into it, it's your lookout, not mine.
Yes, but I was only singing Happy Birthday.
I know what you were doing, but you shouldn't have been.
We sang it last year.
Well, I don't care if you sang it next year. Green Bottle has got no right to walk in and start singing just whatever he likes. He should have asked my permission first.
Yes, well, can we all sing it now?
Yes, you can... No! Look, there's no necessity for you to sing it at all.
But they always sing it on birthdays.
All right. Well, so they might, but I'm not going to allow you boys to sing it.
Well, you sing it.
No.
Oh, go on.
No, you'll only laugh.
No, we won't.
No, I've left my music out. No, no, you sing it.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, 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 wait a minute. Look, what's going on here?
You just told us to sing Happy Birthday.
No, I didn't. Oh, what's the use? Well, look, for goodness sake, hurry up and sing. Get it over, and then we might be able to get some of our work done. I don't know what's the matter with you boys. You get an idea. Stop! Look, stop that terrible rap. Greenbottle!
Yes?
Are you in pain?
No, of course I'm not.
Well, what's the matter with you? That sounded like a broken-down cat with a severe attack of indigestion.
No, it never...
Well, what on earth was it supposed to be?
Yes, well, I was just having the practice.
It sounded more like as though you were having a fit.
Oh, I was not.
Well, I'm very glad you've explained it.
A lot of us good singers do that before we start.
Yes, well, I'd rather... What? Greenbottle, you are not a good singer. You never have been and you never will be.
I used to be a boy soprano before me voice cracked.
Well, look, I don't care if you used to be a boy scout. But there's one thing about it. You're certainly cracked.
Like you.
Exactly. And so... What? What did you say then, Butterby?
Say, sir?
Yes, you were being rude.
No, sir, I just said that...
Well?
That's true.
That's true?
Yes, sir, you know, about him being cracked.
Listen, you didn't say anything of the kind, Butterby. You said, like you.
I'm not cracked, sir.
Aren't you?
No, sir, you're thinking of Greenbottle.
Oh, I see.
No, he's not. I'm a very clever fella.
Greenbottle, would you mind very much if I told you to mind your own business?
Yes, but this is my business.
It's nothing to do with you at all.
Yes, well, I ought to be told whether I'm cracked or not.
Yes, but it's all right. We'll tell you, all right. Well, look, Bottomley and I will discuss it. And as soon as we come to any definite decision, we'll let you know.
Yes.
Now, does that satisfy you? We'll tell you.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, well, I'll be sitting over here. I'll put my feet up on the desk so you'll know me.
Very good. And as we... Greenbottle, you'll do no such thing. Look, take those feet off the desk immediately and put them in your pocket. Put them away. Look, leave them under the desk there.
Yeah.
Good. And now see if you can't behave yourself.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Now, I think this is a very sad case.
Exactly.
Maybe he's been bitten by a mad dog.
I never touched him. I only bit the fellow that... No, well, wait a minute. Bottomy, look, will you stop this idiotic conversation?
But you said we'd discuss Greenbottle.
Did I? Well, don't. We've got far more important things to talk about than that.
Yes.
We've got this Latin lesson to do.
After we've sung Happy Birthday.
Yes, after we've sung Happy... But no!
Yes, no, we haven't sung that yet.
Oh, yes, oh, we've been singing that before.
But listen, when will you boys stop this noise? I don't seem to have any control over this class at all these days.
No, sir.
No. Oh, haven't I? We'll soon see about that. If I prepare a lesson for you, you'll do it. And there won't be any argument. It took me a long time to get this Latin lesson ready, and nothing is going to prevent me from giving it to you.
Ah.
You'll very soon find out who's the master here.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Now, are you ready or aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Right, let's go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rupert. Happy birthday to you.
Exactly. If I want you to do Latin, you'll do it.
Happy birthday to you.
You need
happy
to...
Happy birthday
no,
to Greenbottle, you.
No, Greenbottle, look, stop. I didn't tell you.
Happy birthday. What did he have?
Now will you keep quiet, Greenbottle? You're just openly defying me. That's all you're doing. I didn't tell you to sing that thing at all. I said we were going to do Latin.
So,
keep quiet or you'll get some more.
Yes.
Right, that's better. And I warn you, boys, that there's going to be serious trouble unless I have absolute silence from now until the end of the lesson. Is that understood by everybody?
Yes, but there was no need to hit me just then.
Oh,
if
wasn't
you want
there?
Us to be quiet, well, that's all, you've only got to say so.
Look, don't you boys know what silence means?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish you'd observe it. It certainly doesn't mean that you should all start speaking at once.
No.
Shut up.
Yes.
I don't mind telling you that this class is slowly wearing me down, and somebody is going to regret it before very long. Now, pay attention.
Yes, sir.
We'll learn the first conjugation of the regular verb, and we'll take the first word, ammo.
Yes.
What does ammo mean?
Oh,
well, but does anybody know? Ammo.
Oh, yes.
What?
A black fella.
Good. And an abbo is a black fella.
This is my best subject.
No. That's not right.
Look,
this has got nothing to do with a black fella green bottle, an abbo. I didn't say abbo at all. I said ammo.
Oh, I thought you said abbo.
Well, you were quite wrong because I said ammo.
Ammo beef.
Exactly, ammo beef.
And thanks.
With mustard?
Yes, thanks. A cup of tea.
Milk or sugar? No, wait a minute. Just let me... And just what's come over you, Bottomley, I don't know. You're far too fond of that sort of thing. You just get me so confused that I don't know what I'm saying. Cup of tea. I'll give you a cup of tea.
You couldn't give me one too, could you?
Yes, there's plenty here.
Well, perhaps just half a cup.
Certainly. No, wait a minute. Green bottle, listen. Have you gone mad, Green Bottle? Didn't you just see me give Bottomley the stick for doing that very same thing? You'd never credit that this class could be so idiotic and so disobedient.
No.
The place is getting worse than a madhouse. Here we are, supposed to be doing a Latin lesson, and everybody is asking for a cup of tea. It's almost unbelievable.
I don't want a cup, sir.
Oh, don't you? Well, I do.
Oh, well, if you're going to make a pot, I'll have some.
Will you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, we'll all get... Now, listen, I've been... There now. Now you've all had the stick, perhaps you're satisfied. I might just as well go and talk to the blackboard talk to you boys for all the notice you're taking me. In fact, it'd be a whole lot better. At least if I spoke to the blackboard wouldn't answer me back.
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, will you have a chat to the blackboard? We'll wait.
All right, I will.
Yes, that ought to be lovely.
Yes, I'll do that.
We won't disturb you.
Look, well, that's the finish. I'm fed up. I'm getting as bad as you are. I think I must be mentally unbalanced.
Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. I've never seen anything like it.